This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Oh, there's nothing surprising about this news at all. So an immigrant working for the government in Massachusetts faked the drug tests that resulted in over 23,000 convictions over more than 10 years. Her name is Annie Dukin in Franklin, Massachusetts. She served 3 years in prison because she faked all the data. You know, the local prosecutors and the police and investigators and everybody, detectives, you know, they would bring her evidence. And they would say, you know, test this evidence. Tell us, is it heroin? Is it cocaine? Is it marijuana? Oh, my God, marijuana. And what she would do is she would take their samples and she would fake the test and just say, oh, yeah, that's cocaine. Yeah, that whatever you said that was, that's what it is. Yep, that's exactly right. And she... So she's an immigrant from Trinidad, and she was a, quote, prolific analyst, having an analyzing quantity record that impressed her supervisors, but also worried her coworkers, who were wondering, like, huh, for some reason it takes us longer to run those tests, but Dukin here, she gets them done instantly. That's some really amazing science. How does she do that much incredible science? And so because this was a state-run, or, you know, worked for the state, so this lab's client was the state government, there's no accountability, you see? Whenever you have science combining with government, or more like colliding with government, it turns into an excrement storm. Let me tell you, science and government don't go together. Because when the government gets involved in science, the science becomes almost immediately fake science. That's what it turns into. Because the government has an agenda. And you see it today in, like, climate change science. It has an agenda to try to show that climate change is caused solely by carbon emissions from combustion engines and so on. And it's all just bogus science, just like this criminal lab science. There was another scandal in Austin. I live in Central Texas, so Austin's like the closest big city. Austin had a criminal lab, and I don't recall all the details, but they did the same thing. They faked the analyses in these criminal convictions year after year after year. It was so bad that the lab was, I think, ordered by a judge to disband. Like, just shut down, fire all the people. You guys are totally fake science. That's it. You're not even allowed to function in this state anymore, because this is Texas. We don't put up with your BS fake science. You would be astonished to see what I have seen as a lab science director, interacting with other labs and university labs and hearing the stories and reading some of the studies and reading some of the retractions out there. You would be astonished. I'm here to tell you that probably over 50% of the criminal laboratory analyses that are taking place in the United States are fake science. That's an estimate, okay? I can't back it up with hard numbers, but with some frontline experience, because I built a lab, it's a multi-million dollar facility, we're audited, we're ISO accredited, we can test for all kinds of illicit drugs, although that's not our focus, but we have the capability to do that. So I go to science conferences, I present posters, I present papers, I author and co-author papers, I review other people's science papers. My specialty is liquid chromatography, mass spec time of flight instrumentation. I do mass spec analysis, is called. The point is, I see this stuff firsthand, and you would not believe the incredible, shockingly bad science that is out there in other laboratories. So I am not at all surprised that this lab scandal in Massachusetts is going to result in 23,000 convictions being overturned. I mean, think about it, 23,000 convictions. And some of the people have already gone to prison. You know, some of those who were convicted, they went to prison, they served a few years in prison. They got out, and then it turns out, oh, well, hey, did you know that this immigrant lab science gal, Dukin, yeah, she faked the evidence. She just faked the evidence. So you did like 3 years in the slammer, buddy, and it was all fake. And by the way, I don't have anything against immigrants and all this. I'm just pointing that out factually. You know, my wife is a legal immigrant, but this gal was an immigrant from Trinidad. And it was like, she just decided, screw it. Instead of doing science, she just said, well, she's just going to just fake everything. So now you're going to have literally thousands of people who were convicted by this fake science. They're going to sue the state of Massachusetts. And you know what? Let me tell you something. This is a total indictment of the BS war on drugs. If the war on drugs is run like this, and trust me, it is run like this all across America in different cities where the science is totally corrupt. If it's run like this, it's a travesty of justice and it needs to be shut down. And by the way, I can walk into any lab, any forensic lab across the country and do an audit, and I can tell you if they're faking their science. I don't know that anyone's ever going to ask me to do that, but it would not be difficult. Myself or someone else like me, qualified like a lab science director, could walk into many of these labs, and in like a day, I could spot the fraud. I could tell you where they're full of it, because so much of this government-funded science is so lazy and so bad and so just intellectually dishonest, it would blow your mind. You know, there was another presentation that I saw where a scientist who was talking about the bogus claims of climate change said that only about 1% of the scientific studies now that are published in the United States, only about 1% are based on the scientific method. The other 99% are mostly opinions and agendas parading around pretending to be science, but they're not rooted in real principles of the scientific method. And I believe that because I've seen it firsthand. Again, I've been in university science labs, and these people are unbelievable. Like, for example, just a quick example, when I'm doing external standards for an ICP-MS analysis for heavy metals and different toxic metals and so on, I do a multi-point curve, typically at least a minimum of 5-point external standards curve to establish the baseline and get the shape of the curve, whether it's a linear fit or a quadratic fit or whatever. These guys at universities, they'll do like 1 point, and then they'll extrapolate from 1 point. I'm like, how do you know the slope of the line? 1 point does not give you the slope. These people are crazy. But yet they call that science. I'm like, you people are, you're intellectually lazy, dishonest, and you get grant money to do this stuff? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Did you also know, by the way, that a lot of these drug test kits that are used by cops out in the field, and I want to say on the record, you know, I support local law enforcement. I'm not anti-cops when the cops are doing, you know, honest work and helping to keep communities safe. But a lot of these drug test kits are bogus. They produce positive results when you just open them and expose them to air. You can put like over-the-counter medicines, cough syrup, or even certain types of foods like chocolate, and they will flag a positive. Then they arrest you, they book you, and then they send the sample to this lab in Massachusetts. They send it to Annie Dukin. Annie Dukin says, oh, don't worry, officer. We're going to nail this guy for you. So Dukin takes like 4 minutes to run her, quote, science test, which is like waving a magic wand over the report, you know, printing it out, fill in the blanks. Yes, positive, positive, positive. And then Dukin produces this report that says, oh, yeah, the lab has confirmed it. Yeah, your chocolate bar is full of opioid. It's an OxyContin chocolate bar, let's say. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in the slammer for 2 or 3 years. Why? Because you had a false positive field drug test followed by a totally fake science lab drug test. And you find yourself in there among 23,000 other people who were also convicted with fake science, because that's what the government does. That's the war on drugs for you right there in a nutshell. Totally bogus, not rooted in any real justice at all. Total waste of government time and money. Totally fake science parading around as real science. Dishonest people, dishonest prosecutors, rigged court system, presumption of guilt. It's just on and on and on. The whole thing is a complete violation of fundamental human rights, violation of due process, violation of just the basic tenets of scientific ethics, and on and on. It's a mess, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. Not one bit. I guess nothing surprises me anymore, but especially these kinds of stories about the government abusing people's lives, stealing their lives, convicting them for things that they didn't even do. Meanwhile, the government's stealing from everybody with this confiscatory taxation policies. And by the way, the government is in bed with the pharmaceutical cartels that are selling the opioids. That's the real pandemic in this country. There's an opioid addiction pandemic in this country. They're selling that stuff at pharmacies all across the country. Drive-through pharmacy over at CVS and Walmart. Your favorite grocery store has a pharmacy. Why? Because it makes them more money than selling you corn chips. The pharmacy is the profit center. Why? Because they're selling addiction. They're selling opioids. They're selling drugs that are destroying people's lives. And no one gets convicted for that. No, but if you're eating your chocolate bar and wearing your tie-dye shirt, you're going to go to jail and probably be in prison for a couple of years, even when you did nothing wrong, because they're going to fake the science to make you look guilty while they keep covering up the drug cartels that are operating with legal protection. It's called Big Pharma. It's called your doctor who's earning kickbacks and bribes from the drug industry. And it's called your local CVS pharmacy, selling drugs to addicts and making money hand over fist with complete protection by the same government that's throwing innocent people in jail when they're not doing anything wrong at all. That's the drug war. That's why people are pretty pissed off across America and tired of this drug war, tired of the fake convictions, tired of the fake science, just tired of it all, tired of the whole corrupt, soon-to-fail system. For God's sake, the insanity has got to end. So we'll keep covering this. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. And also, let's see, for this topic, fake science, we've got another domain. It's called fakescience.news. Yep, just go to fakescience.news, where we cover all the fake science by the corporations and the governments and the universities and the pharmaceutical cartel ghostwriters and the fake science medical journals and all that. We expose it so you can see it, you can learn, you can avoid all that. But thank you for listening. Share this podcast everywhere and hear more at healthrangerreport.com. Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.